down, play action to LaMichael James. Tannehill passes right, picked off by Harrison Smith, who tipped it right in Tannehill's face, and he stopped at the 24-yard line. 5 interceptions this year for Harry the Hitman, and the Vikings have a 7-0 lead and excellent field position.
Welcome in. It's another edition of Everything Purple. It's the final edition of Everything Purple for the 2014 regular season, and I am your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park for the final time of 2014. I am here for the next half an hour to give you a tour of the best content the Vikings Entertainment Network had to offer over the past week. What you just heard was an interception by Harrison Smith, his 5th of the season. Not a safety playing better right now in the NFL than Harrison Smith. The guy can do everything in Mike Zimmer's defense. He can cover like a ball hawk. He can come into the box and play the run. He can blitz and get sacks. He can blitz and get interceptions. And once he gets an interception, he turns defense into offense. The former high school running back knows how to get to the end zone after he gets the ball in his hands as well. We got a big time show for you today. Later on, you're going to hear from Chad Greenway. He is our Community Man of the Year. You're going to hear from Xavier Rhodes, who had a breakout season. But first, you're going to hear from the new hosts of Vikings Connected, our new TV show. It's hosted by Ben Lieber and Aaron Newberg. I caught up with them in this week's Wobcast, and I know Ben Lieber pretty well, so I asked Aaron what it's like to work with Mr. Lieber.
You know, you are standing right next to me, so you got to be really careful with your answers.
Well, the interesting thing is Ben is sitting down on a stool right now, and Aaron is standing next to him, and they're the same height.
I took my heels off for the first time in 16 weeks, mm-hmm. and the entire crew is shocked at how short I really am. It's alarming.
And I'm a true gentleman, and I'm sitting down, and and she's standing.
And well, that is really our relationship.
It's less that Ben's a true gentleman and just that we know Erin is so tough. She doesn't need to sit down.
Right?
And we know Erin's tough because she's worked with Ben Lieber and the VEN crew now for a full season.
You
congratulations
guys
on season one being complete of Vikings Connected, guys.
Thank you. It's actually, as rough as it has been working with this guy, it's actually been a lot of fun.
Good.
Yeah, we had a great time.
I think we did. I would say from the very first show that took us about 5.5 hours to tape.
I remember.
Ben cried during it. Ben was crying halfway through it.
Yes. Okay. There was a lot of different emotions I was going through. and it took us, you know, a long time to tape a 30-minute show. But from there, we've really gotten a lot better. I mean, I think everything's gotten better. I think we have gotten better. So and along the way, I think we've learned, you know, to relax a little bit more, and we had a lot more fun in between takes. So I really look forward to each and every week.
Yeah, I always look forward to every week. I think it was really once the crew and I understood how to handle Ben's diva-like attitude, mm-hmm. then things started going smoother. You know, once we all, you know, when he came in the room, we had a clap, mm-hmm. and in between takes, he needed cookies and coffee. Once we had that under, I mean, then those weeks started flying by.
Right. Way to make fun of my blood sugar.
Oh, we had an issue with that.
He blames it on that.
Yeah.
Well,
but see, and Ben said it, getting better every single week. Now, Ben is used to that because that's what football teams try and do. Yes. But Aaron, you have a background with the Vikings as well, obviously not as a player, but tell everyone how you started with the Vikings.
Wobby, now I'm not going to give my age away, but in 1999, mm-hmm. I started working for the Vikings. I was a cheerleader. It was my rookie year, mm-hmm. and I spent 6 years cheering here. And then after I was done cheering, they asked me if I would coach one of their programs, a training program, kind of like the practice squad.
Right.
And now I've been doing that for 9 years. They can't get rid of me.
You're a longtime Viking.
I really am. I think with VEN, I think I've been here one of the longer ones.
Yeah. That's now pretty good.
But I truly enjoy it, obviously. Yeah. Once a cheerleader, always a cheerleader.
Right.
I think the greatest thing, though, is that she was a Scotty to begin with.
I was.
Oh. And now she's been, you know, in this culture for a long time. Now she's an actual Viking. So we actually somehow, some way along the line, she's transitioned from being a Wisconsin fan to now a Vikings fan.
Yeah, it's true. I was born and raised in Wisconsin, you guys.
A true transformation.
It really was.
And a good transformation.
It's the power of the purple.
Right.
It compels
you. All right.
Yeah,
very good.
Can't help it.
All right. The show has aired after Saturday Night Live on Care 11. For those listening who haven't watched the show, first of all, what are you doing? Why haven't you watched the show? There's no excuse not to, because it's on NBC, and we also put it on the website. We put segments on the website. So if you haven't seen the show, A, shame on you, but B, tell these people who haven't seen it what the show is like.
Well, the show was all about social media. I think everybody understands that that's kind of where I think the future is going. You know, it's not a teeny bopper social media show, but, you know, we want to get connected with the fans, and we do it via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and we just kind of put out different topics each week. It's a way I feel like for the Vikings organization and players to kind of get a pulse of what's going on outside and with the community. So it's been a lot of fun to see people's pictures, their reactions. You know, we have different little segments of each show that all have to do with the upcoming game. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's a different take, I think, on to talk about the NFL and a specific team, and hopefully that message came across.
Well, and I think what's really fun is, in all seriousness, Ben really knows his football, obviously. He's great at analyzing. He knows what's happening on the field. And I, although I love the Vikings, I've been following them for a long time, I love the excitement of the game. I love the pageantry. So it's really fun to kind of marry the two up and have fun getting excited about the game and the team and what's happening, but also everything going on around it. And I think it's something really unique and fun that VEN actually is one of the first to bring to broadcast.
Well, Aaron, the byplay, I guess, is how you would describe that, is important in a show like this. And do you feel that was good from the start? Do you think it got better over time? Or how do you think that was, the byplay between yourself and Ben?
Well, Ben's easy to get along with. I mean, I like to tease him, but he's easy to get along with. So that was nice. That was a lot of relief because, I heard those rumors.
He wasn't. And I was he's not like, a big
oh,
bully. Yeah.
No.
Right.
You know, those are just rumors.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
But so I think we got along right away from the get-go, and the crew is amazing. If you guys ever have a chance to meet anyone on this crew, you'd have a blast with them. And then I think, you know, it's easy to fall back on the game because the game is what drives everything. But once we really, you know, got into kind of the groove, it's fun to see what the game, what comes off the coattails of the game,
sure.
You know, and the social media aspect of it, and bringing those two together was kind of easy for us because we had a lot of fun talking about everything that it entails.
One of the cool segments was a Cordero Patterson segment. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so each week I have to give him a lot of props because as a player, I know the time constraints that you're on during the season, and they had asked him to contribute basically every week to film something. Sometimes things were done in bulk, so he would get a week or two off, but he contributed to the show every week. They did a segment. They would go out and about in the city, give away tickets. They followed him to a Twins game, to a Wild game. He was always doing something, and to be that gracious and generous with his time, I thought it was one of the most entertaining parts of our show was just to see his personality come shining through, you know, behind a microphone. It was great. I thought he got better. He was more entertaining as the season went along. And, you know, hopefully, you know, if this whole little zoo circus thing we've got going on with this show, you know, sticks around next year, you know, hopefully he's a part of that too, because I think he's fantastic and entertaining and a lot of fun.
Aaron, what do you think about a season two? Would you want to what are some things you'd want to incorporate into the show, or what are some things you want to stick with that you thought really worked well? What would you look forward to about season two of Vikings Connected?
Well, first, if there's a season two, I hope I'm back. That would be fun.
Of course.
And also, I'd love to keep – I thought Cordero, I completely agree with what Ben had to say. I thought he was amazing. It's fun to see players as real humans. I think sometimes we just think they're players. And so to see the human side of him was really fun. The fan interaction is completely unique. I think that has been a blast, hearing what people really have to say. The good, the bad, the ugly, the funny. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so fun to read through people's opinions and actually truly be able to interact and give them a voice. So I think it's the first place where we really give them a voice and allow them to be heard beyond kind of their own group of friends.
Okay, interesting.
I'm hoping for a live studio audience one of the shows.
Ooh, yeah. There we go.
Yeah, we've joked about that a lot, but I think for one of the shows or a couple of the shows, maybe two shows a year, we should go on location and kind of do a show.
Let's do it. Let's go out and have a live studio audience. Oh, I also want one of our guests to be a fan. I want one of our guests to be a fan.
That's right, because you would Skype with a guest.
Yeah,
every
like
week.
I want a fan, like the best super fan ever, to be our guest. That would be really fun.
That would be cool. Well, you ask for a lot of feedback from fans via social media, right?
Yeah.
We have the fancy dancy machine that you use. I think you should go through there and see, like, is there anyone that submitted something every week?
And there are.
Okay.
Bill Keach.
Okay,
I see him come through every single week.
Okay.
Right?
Good.
We see him come through. Yeah, so like the super fan and get them involved. I think that'd be a blast. I also think that we need to start challenging more of our guests. I mean, I think people underestimate how strong this little gal can be. Mm-hmm. And I think we could do some challenges, right? Yeah.
Like what? Like feats of strength?
Like the 300-yard dash or whatever.
Oh, the shuttle run.
Yeah, the shuttle runs.
While eating a hot dog.
I think that we could win.
I want to see that too. As long as I'm not a part of that, I want to see that.
Oh.
I want to see you race somebody.
You sit back again.
Yeah. I want to sit like I'm sitting on my stool.
Hey,
see, this
reminds me.
Do all the work again.
Have we shown Aaron the reenactment of Favre to Lewis?
No.
Okay.
What is it?
Well, Ben and I know what it's like to work with Ben too, because you've done it for much longer than I have, I guess. But Ben and I reenacted the Brett Favre to Greg Lewis miracle touchdown pass from 2009. Do you remember the play, obviously?
Yes.
Favre to Lewis in the back of the end zone. He and I reenacted that, and it's a video that lives on Vikings.com.
You guys, why didn't I know about this
sooner? We can show it to you.
Yeah.
So I know what it's like to work with Ben.
Yeah. So, and what do you think?
It's
He's
fun.
Here. He's
yeah,
here.
It's fun. I mean,
I have to give a quick disclosure before you even watch that. Much like our show, there's a lot of takes just to get that one.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So he was diving on the AstroTurf in the indoor. All right, with shorts on. His lower leg, much like a player looks after a game, was totally scratched up and raw.
Yeah,
right.
It was tough.
And so, man, he went through the grinder for this thing. I mean, he owned it. He sold it. He was committed. It was great.
Totally
it was
a lot appreciate fun. That about you. That's why you're such an important part of the team.
Well, I don't know about that.
Wait,
just try to fit in.
You know what I want for next year, too?
What?
A blooper. Speaking of how many takes we need.
Yeah, outtakes at the end.
You guys, if you could see it, we could do probably 4 hours of outtakes with us.
Mm-hmm. That's being generous. I mean, I think we could do like 10 hours.
It's not us messing up or anything. It's just, you know.
It's all production stuff. I mean, we were solid gold every take.
Every time. You know, there's no script or anything. Yeah. So there's absolutely none of us messing up.
The show's been a lot of fun. It's had some success. I hope people keep watching it. Congratulations on season number one of Vikings Connected, guys.
Thank you so much, Wabi.
All right.
Thanks, bud.
Yep. See you guys. Vikings Connected is a fun show. And as you can tell, Ben Lieber and Aaron Newberg, they have a lot of fun together doing that. And we look forward to season number two, hopefully, of Vikings Connected. And we look forward to more show. That's going to come later. Right now, we're up against a break. Before we go, a programming note. You can join host Mike Musman along with Vikings defensive end Brian Robison for Vikings Country this Friday at 6 p.m. at Ray J's in Woodbury. You could win great prizes, including tickets to watch the Vikings from the Miller Lite Party Deck. More show to go. Please don't leave. We'll be back after this.
Landry fields it at the 1 yard line. What a boneheaded play.
He dropped it.
It's Viking ball. And we got it. Jarvis Landry with multiple boneheaded plays on a single play. A, he never should have caught Cottage and let it go into the end zone. And then B, the rookie dropped it.
The runner was down without contact, had lost the football and fumbled it, recovered by Minnesota.
Sweet.
First down.
Bridgewater goes out of the shotgun, 3 of 4 on third down. Dolphins blitz. Teddy back to pass, whips it right. Caught Greg Jennings. Touchdown! A 22-yard score. It was an awesome pass by the Miami native, and the veteran Greg Jennings brought it in.
Greg Jennings, we've heard a lot of that this season. Touchdown from Greg Jennings. That was his sixth of the year that he got in Miami. A beautifully thrown ball by Teddy Bridgewater. A great route by Greg Jennings. Gets into the end zone for the touchdown. Hey, you want a Greg Jennings jersey? For the latest selection of new Vikings novelty items and apparel, look no further than the Vikings Locker Room store. Visit us on the east side of Mall of America or online at VikingsLockerRoom.com. Let's talk a little defense. Defensive stalwart Chad Greenway, he was named the 2014 Community Man of the Year, and our Emmy award-winning show Vikings Beyond the Gridiron did a special on him. Take a listen.
When Chad Greenway steps on the field, he gives it all he has to get the win.
Well, I think it's just important to do it full speed. I mean, do it with everything I got, you know. And football, I don't know anything else besides just to play with everything I have, you know, every game, just empty the tank. And I think when you're, as a dad, I just try to do everything as hard and as good as I can do it. You know, as a husband, I try to do the same thing in the community and as a foundation. As an NFL player, you know, in the Twin Cities for 9 years, being a guy that people can recognize and relate to, that kids can grow up wanting to be, You know, I think it's important to me, and it's important for me to you know, make that name in the back of my jersey, you know, stand for something, you know, and be important and stand up and have the Greenway name be a strong legacy.
The ultimate competitor and the leader of the Vikings defense.
For the first time, really, over the last couple of years, really, you know, noted myself as the team leader, one of the team leaders within this organization, and tried to lead by example every day, try to be a vocal leader when it was needed. But just really be a sounding board for everybody who had a question, who needed help, who you know, just be there for people and be a leader and be an example for guys that are trying to become, you know, a great professional. And you can't just be a leader and have them and be a part of the team. You got to be out there making plays. And for me, it was a new role, and I hope to do it as well as I could.
Always pushing for the win. It's no wonder why the ninth-year veteran was looking to spend the day with a group of winners.
It's the culmination of the work of a couple of our local student groups here at the high school, the Metro-wide Warm and Fed campaign that's bringing clothing, bringing food to folks that really need it. And so what we have here today is members of the Vikings organization, some of the players, some of the representatives, other members in this great Metro community of ours that are celebrating the work and the efforts of our kids here at Shakopee High School to make a difference for those that are less fortunate.
Helping the prep students with their victory at the Salvation Army Warm and Fed Challenge was a great spot for Greenway, but it was also time for him to earn a win for his efforts.
I've known Chad since he was a rookie in 2006 and see him to grow into the man he's become with his family. It's my honor to present our 2014 Man of the Year, Chad Greenway.
Well done. Absolutely. Appreciate it.
Greenway was awarded the Vikings 2014 Man of the Year Award, an honor given annually for excellence in community service.
That's nice. I mean, obviously, all the work we do with our foundation and stuff in the community, it's nice to be rewarded for those things. Obviously, it's not the reason why you do it. It's just part of who I am as a professional and you know, try to have a strong community influence and do as many positive things as I can.
It was a much-deserved award for the linebacker, who works just as hard off the field as he does on the field.
The bigger it gets and the more we're able to do, just the more people we're able to meet, the more lives we're able to touch. I think it just has become more and more important the further we've gotten into it. And when you get that feeling of doing something good for somebody else, it's just a feeling you can never find anywhere else in the world.
From his work on his own foundation, the Lead the Way Foundation, to his efforts with countless other community endeavors, it makes Greenway an easy choice for the honor.
Well, I just want to be a good role model and a good example, not only for my children, but for other children that are watching TV or reading stories or reading newspapers or reading magazine articles about you. You want to give them good examples. And I think it starts in giving back to other people and putting other people in front of yourself, starting with my own family. And again, having three daughters and giving them the ability to look beyond themselves into other people and to help other people and to think about other people just day to day, you know, whether it be to open the door for somebody, to giving that person a Christmas or to giving that person a distraction while they're in the hospital. You know, really, it all goes the same direction. It's all really makes you feel great to help somebody else.
As Chad Greenway winds down another season in Minnesota, he continues to succeed both on and off the gridiron. He's looking to lead the Vikings in tackles for the seventh straight season. And with his honor as Man of the Year, it's clear he's winning and making an impact off the field as well.
You know, people lose perspective on what, you know, what's important. And I think, you know, helping, you know, your fellow man doing in anything you're trying to do. But, you know, for us with our foundation, the small part that we're able to do as a family, as a foundation, it's our part though. You know, it might be small in comparison to some people or some organizations or some foundations, but it's important to us and it's big to us and the people and lives that we're touching and helping. So it is a big event. It's a big day. And to get Man of the Year, you know, we have a lot of great community guys in our team and really in all sports in the Twin Cities. And we're proud to be a leading way for that.
Let's stick with our defensive theme. We go from linebacker Chad Greenway to cornerback Xavier Rhodes. He was Paul Allen's guest on Vikings game plan last week going into the Miami Dolphins game. PA broke down Xavier Rhodes' season and had a discussion with him. Here it is.
Happy holiday season to you, Xavier.
Same to you.
Xavier, you think it's fair to say that you didn't only have a better season than you had last year, you had a markedly better season and were more consistent week in and week out?
Yeah, I mean, I was really happy about this season. You know, I was surprised about it, you know. I won't say surprised, you know. I put a lot of work and time into it. Coach Zim and Coach Gray worked with me doing camp and stuff and helped me get to where I'm at now.
Last week, what was the trip back home to Miami like for you?
It was exciting, you know, going back home, being home, playing in front of my friends and family, you know, in the Dolphin Stadium. I live 2 minutes away from the stadium.
Jeez.
Yeah, and it was good to just be there and just play in front of the fans.
I think it's fascinating that Xavier played at Norland High School in Miami, again, just a couple of miles from Sun Life Stadium. And in chatting with Xavier the night before the game, it was interesting to note in high school, he was a star running back and wide receiver, which was eye-opening to me that you didn't start playing cornerback until you went to Florida State, correct?
Yes, yes. And that transition was pretty difficult on me. I was ready to transfer, leave football and all. You know, it worked out for me real good with my mentor, Terrell Buckley. And, he coached me out really well, and that's why I'm happy I stayed at corner.
Take us back to training camp in the preseason. What was the teaching process like back then to help you get where you are now?
Oh, they was just on me. You know, they kept telling me, we're not gonna let up on you because it's new. We see so much potential in you, we want you to be better, you know. So Coach Zim, Coach Gray was like on me, like I posted, like I knew the technique for 10 years. So they was on me pretty hard, and I saw the potential in myself too, so I kept working at it. Going against the receivers, Cordero the whole season got me better. You know, Cordero, me and Cordero, for some reason, when we go at each other, we go at each other, you know, and it's been since we first got here, so.
Last one, into the Lions game when you learned middle of the week before the first practice, 29, you have 81, Calvin Johnson, the entire game. Coach Zimmer obviously showed enough confidence in you to track probably the best overall receiver in the NFL, and you did an extremely good job. What was that week like for you?
I felt like he had confidence in me, him and Coach Gray, and they wanted me, they saw the season I was having, and they wanted to see if I can go at that max him up, you know. So that was a challenge for me and the team and the coaches, and they wanted to see if I can achieve that.
That'll do it for this week's show. We thank you for listening. On behalf of producer Grant Ridpath, I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw of the Vikings Entertainment Network. Thank you for listening all season long. Remember, it's Vikings and Chicago Bears, an old NFC North rivalry renewed for the second time this season. You can catch the game all across the Vikings radio network with Paul Allen, Pete Bursich, and Greg Coleman bringing you the action. We wish you a good night and leave you on a good note.
Bridgewater puts Ellison in motion to the left, back to the right. Teddy out of the shotgun. Here comes the Dolphins blitz. Hand up, Asiata spurts up the middle, down by the goal line. Touchdown, Vikings! And Matt Asiata tosses the ball to a Vikings fan in the stands for an early Christmas gift. He has two touchdowns today, and the Minnesota Vikings claim a 34-28 lead.